It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
Now, when Nirvana were on their Bleach tour in 1989, Kurt Cobain got a haircut by one of his mates, Tessa, right?
Yeah.
Tessa then kept 6 of the strands of his hair, and then when he passed away, she passed them on to a friend who then kept them,
sure.
Who then passed them on to a guy called John Reznikoff, who has a Guinness World Record for the largest collection of historic hair.
Right. Can
which
I just get a bit of
weird.
Mood music going on here? Sorry.
Light my candles in a daze, 'cause I found God.
Thank you. That's a good one. So basically, his hair... I mean, how weird's that? Hey, come over to my house. I've got the largest collection of historic hair.
Take you down to me.
Take it to me
hair chamber.
I thought you were going to say hair cave. Anyway,
No, that would have been better.
Yeah, his blonde hair has been preserved under plastic. It's about the size of a trading card, right? And the auction house Iconic Auctions has just sold it. The 6 strands of hair went for American, this is American money, $14,145.
That's not as much as I thought it would.
Yeah, for just 6 strands of hair. I mean, it's quite small.
Okay, that's not a little tuft. It's 6
Yeah, 6 strands of each, just...
How are you proving that?
Well...
Yeah, no, that's literally...
They do all their things. They do all their checks and stuff.
I've had more in my food. I've ordered meals with more hair in that.
Isn't that the worst? I can't go on after that. If there's a hair, I have to throw the whole thing out.
But that's a good angle if you do run a restaurant and someone comes to you and says, sorry, there's hair in my food. Be like, hey, it's a famous person's hair.
It's Kurt Cobain's hair.
Kurt Cobain was here just the other day. And it's his hair. He gave us some hair to put in everybody's food.
Check out my hair cave while you're here. We're selling tickets for $5 pop.
Oh, you'd like to complain further? The manager's down in the hair cave. Just pop down there, see what happens.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
A woman has received the shock of her life after finding what she thought was a dom.
What?
A prophylactic.
Oh.
What would you prefer I refer to it as?
Dinger.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's very crass.
Oh, sorry. What?
We are quite an upper class show, thank you.
Oh,
we're
sorry. I thought that was like just the standard.
No, no.
Ding?
No, that doesn't make any sense. Your choices are prophylactic or dom.
No, no one says dom. That's dumb.
We're not having a chat here.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Telling a story.
Prophylactic.
Prophylactics?
Yeah.
It's very wordy.
I know.
Okay, thanks, mate. Now, this one's from a Facebook group that I've managed to become a part of. It's called Girls Mouth.
Is it one of your hubs? Would you say it's one of your hubs?
No, it's a Facebook group, mate. It's called Girls Mouth. It's where all of us girls just get together and talk about, you know, low-waisted jeans, those low-rise jeans.
How they're back.
And
how they make you feel.
Share photos of our tattoos on our lower back.
Yeah.
With the two guns, and it just says juicy.
Yeah, that's yours.
It's got the thorns around. Yeah.
Spiky.
It's just above the one that says, wrong way, go back. Anyway, so from Girl's Mouth, this story. And so she thinks she's found out that her boyfriend's cheating on her, so she goes straight to Girl's Mouth. She's like, I need to know what the girls think I should do.
Okay.
Because... Yeah.
You always go to the girls.
Well, it's about that kind of that shared experience and getting advice from other people that are like you but have maybe gone through this before you. Yeah.
And like, who are strangers.
Absolutely. And have no investment in, you know... positive outcomes for you in your life. She thought she found a prophylactic shoved down the side of her lounge, right? So
used
like,
or?
So she's like, oh my God. Distraught, takes a photo of it, goes straight to Girl's Mouth on Facebook, chucks it up there and says, girls, I think my boyfriend is cheating on me. I've just found this down the side of the sofa. Now have a look at just the photo, and this is like it's a poorly taken photo, to be honest.
Yep. Looks like a ghost.
It's You can't see all of it. It's in the bottom left of the photo.
One of those sea cucumbers or something.
It's either an awful couch or awful carpet that she's got in her lounge room. Either way. But on further inspection, it wasn't prophylactic at all.
Almost got it.
It was a wrapper from a salami.
Well, we've all been there.
She's seen it gone, I don't know what that is. I know what it looks like. I don't want to touch it. So I'm going to take a photo and go straight to the internet. To where the response from people was, oh, my God, that's worse than cheating. If my man ate my pepperoni and shoved the wrapper down the sofa, I'd be devastated.
Yes.
One of the other girls says he was just in the mood for a bit of sausage.
Okay.
She thinks very little of him. Yeah, so.
Can you do any better than that? You're the pun guy. Give us some salami prophylactic couch.
I should have probably.
I just put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. No, I'm not. Like I said, very fancy show.
Yeah.
We're not like that. Mm. But also, idiots. How do you mix that up? How do you make that mistake?
No wonder he's eating salami alone on the couch and hiding wrappers.
Yeah, absolutely. Nah, still not.
Nah.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
We have a new boss.
Yeah.
And he's joined us in the last 2-3 weeks, probably. Safe bet. And, you know, we're getting used to each other. Mm. We're testing boundaries. We're like the toddlers. He's like the dad.
You know. The new dad, the stepdad.
Yeah, but not my real
dad. We like him, but we kind of don't. Mm, but we say, do.
I've told him multiple times that he's not my real dad, so.
He's not smiling at the moment. It really gives me a lot of anxiety.
I was going to say, do you realise I'm in the room because you're talking about me like I'm not here?
Welcome, Barry. Thanks for popping
in. Hello, team.
Hi.
On your best behaviour this morning? Yes. I love it. Love it.
Thanks. You're obviously just tuning into the show. So we are getting to know you, and you've come over from Adelaide. You're not from Adelaide, but you spent quite a bit of time there, yeah?
Exactly, yeah. I spent the last 5 and a bit years there, but originally from Sydney.
Mm. Yeah, there we go.
You know, I'm originally from Adelaide, but have not lived there for probably 10 years.
And you got out, like
years.
Me. Oh, yeah. Well done.
But I always refer to it as God's country because it's
I refer to it as God's waiting room.
There you go. And I've never been, so I can't interject with this conversation. Mm. But look, we've been getting to know each other and having a few chats, and it's been great because you're really open with stuff, like I am too. I guess you just kind of, I mean, on the first day, I think I called you Baz, so we've already gone there.
I wrote it down in my little black book. Next time I need to sort of drag in the office, remember that first day you called me Baz? Well, let's talk about that.
Overly familiar.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, and I get a lot of crap for being from Adelaide and saying things weird. And you're not technically from Adelaide, but you've come in and we've been chatting about something and you've said it weird and we want to pull you up on it.
Yeah. I don't even know what we were talking about, but probably was your back injury.
I think it was. Yeah. It was Tom's back.
You're talking about, you know, what pain medication you're on. And I happened to mention the good old Panadine Forte and you know, and how great that was. And you were both looking at me like I was from another planet.
Yeah.
And you both said, you mean Panadine?
No,
Panadine
no,
Fort.
No. No, hang on. I looked at Tom and in his mind he's like, I'm not going there.
I'm not saying nothing.
I'm not saying it.
He's the boss.
And then I said, now Baz.
Can't let it go.
I can't let it go. Did you say Panadine Forte?
And I said, yes, I did, Loggie.
I've never heard of it. I've been going around calling it Panadine Fort. And Tom, you agree.
Yeah, and so I've always called it Panadine Fort. So I would just like the record to show that that's not an Adelaide thing. Lego instead of Lego, that's an Adelaide thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Panadine Forte is not an Adelaide thing, so don't blame us. Don't drag us into it.
But then maybe it's a, toffee Sydney thing. I don't know.
Is it?
Maybe it's just a Barry thing.
Have you just always called it Panadine Forte?
Maybe it was something I picked up from my parents. I don't know, Panadine Forte.
There you go.
Yeah, again, yeah.
I've never heard it that even in hospitals, anything.
To be fair, it's spelt Forte.
Yeah.
Exactly.
F-O-R-T-E. Yeah. I don't think it does the has the accent on the E.
When you, the little party
it
hat.
A little like when you're doing a piano recital, isn't that a piano forte?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. It is a piano forte.
I rest my case.
Right.
Okay. My job.
He is the boss, so okay, fine.
There's also a street rag in Geelong music magazine called Forte.
Oh.
Maybe they'll know. Yeah. Look, I mean, if anyone from Forte wants to give us a call, if you call it Panadeine Forte, feel free.
All right. So you're going to, I guess the question is, are you going to like push on with calling it
I'm
Forte?
I'm going to push on until Panadeine Forte correct me.
Okay.
The people from Panadeine.
Well, yeah. We might make
right.
that happen.
All right. Thanks for your time, Barry.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955. Guess the year.
21 gigawatts. Okay, it's Geelong, South Coast and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday base game. It's Guess the Year.
Yay.
And here's how it works. We play a little bit of a song. We cast our minds back through the mists of time. And try and remember where we were, what was happening in our lives, what we were doing.
Where we were crying.
Where you were crying. When we first heard that song. And then if it's about the right mark, we should be able to guess the year.
Yeah.
Write it down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right arrangement.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three. I think that's basically it. Are we ready to play?
So ready.
Okay, question number one for guess the year this morning.
Oh, your fave.
Oh, my God. How much Ariana are we having this morning?
So much. That's hard.
I know what I think it is, and then I'm undercutting it by a year.
Yeah,
I know.
So I think we're both going to be doing the same thing.
It's not really within the spirit of the game, but we do it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, reveal in 3, 2, 1. 2019. Oh, here we go.
The year was 2020.
Oh, good on you, mate. I see. I thought it was 2020 and I undercut myself.
No, that's okay. I thought it was 2021 and I undercut myself. See how it works?
Yeah. Mm. All right. Question number two.
Bloodstains won't make it matter. Got good things. Got you.
Ribbons.
I was.
Oops and everything. Get back. Never get back
in town.
Too soon. Get back. Never get back.
This is a great song.
That is a great song, isn't it? God, I love the Rubens. Been a while since we've had them on the show, actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, because I was doing K-Rock Breakfast when that came out, I reckon.
Yeah.
All right.
I had a guess.
Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
2015.
The year was 2015.
Oh, look at us.
I know. That's two dings for me.
That's,
so technically
that cancels it out.
Oh,
that's,
does it?
Because
oh,
I got a ding as
works?
Well. That cancels yours
see
out.
How that works?
Now, if it's a double dinger here, then you win.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it does. Because then if it's...
if we... Okay, I know when this came out. Because... I was up in Townsville still.
Yeah.
And I was crying.
Yeah.
But for happy reasons.
Okay. Good to know.
What year are we?
2021.
Okay.
And that's all the information I'll give you.
Okay. Yeah.
Revealing 3, 2, 1.
2017.
Oh, here we go.
The year was 2017.
Oh, mate, you smashed it.
Clean sweep.
Tom and Logie. K-Rock. We'll be right back.